SBS live streams and podcasts are supported by advertising.
SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.
In this bulletin, the world marks 12 months since the October 7 Hamas attack on Israel. 904 Australians evacuated from Lebanon in the past 2 days. And in sports, the Panthers celebrate with fans after winning their fourth straight NRL premiership. This is Sue Lannan with SBS News. Australia's ambassador to Lebanon, Andrew Barnes, says just over 900 Australians have been evacuated from the country over the last 48 hours. Two more flights are scheduled to leave the capital Beirut today, and further flights are planned, pending demand, operational capacity, and the security situation. Nearly 3,800 Australians and their families are registered with the government to leave Lebanon. Qantas Captain Owen Weaver says the airline is assisting with humanitarian recovery flights from Cyprus to Australia.
We have ground teams that manage all of our aviation flying information, but also the information that all the passengers need to get to the aircraft. And for us, the hard work is about making sure that we can get all the passengers safely to the airport, safely on our flight and safely home.
Thousands of people from the North Gaza refugee camp of Jabalia have fled south following Israel's evacuation order of the north of the enclave. Israeli military has announced a new air and ground offensive in Jabalia in northern Gaza to respond to concerns that Hamas militants are regrouping. People were seen fleeing with personal belongings, some on foot and others pulled by donkey and cart. Gaza refugee Moen Haider says there was little notice before the new offensive started.
We did not do anything, and they attacked us without warning, without notifying us of maps or anything else. They surprised us this time, and we fled. We left our families and our children without anything, just some special clothes.
Meanwhile, the death toll in Gaza after a year of Israel's military offensives following October the 7th has reached nearly 42,000 people, according to Gaza's health ministry. Australia's political leaders have released statements marking 1 year since the October 7th attack on Israel, as rallies continue around the world marking the anniversary. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese says October 7 is a day that carries terrible pain.
Since the atrocities of October 7, Jewish Australians have felt the cold shadows of anti-Semitism reaching into the present day. And as a nation, we say, never again. We unequivocally condemn all prejudice and hatred. There is no place in Australia for discrimination against people of any faith. As we mourn and reflect, we also reaffirm a fundamental principle of our shared humanity. Every innocent life matters.
In a statement, Federal Opposition Leader Peter Dutton says the last 12 months constitute one of the most difficult periods for Jewish Australians in the nation's history. And today is about respecting the memories of the 1,200 people killed and praying for the hostages. The leader of the Greens, Adam Bandt, says he also condemns the October 7 attacks. He's again called on the Australian government to do more to pressure Israel to stop its military operation in Gaza. Meanwhile, Australians continued their weekly protest calling for a ceasefire in Gaza. Rally co-organiser Tasneem Samak told SBS it's devastating, reflecting on the loss of life in Gaza since October 7.
My family lives in Gaza. My dad was born in a refugee camp in Gaza. We've been there since 1948 due to the Nakba, the ethnic cleansing. Most of the population in Gaza are refugees. I've lost many family members to Israeli bombs. And just yesterday, my dad received the news of 5 women in our family. They have survived an entire year of bombs, and now the death has caught up to them. They are now under the rubble.
To sports, Panthers co-captain Nathan Cleary says there is little more Penrith can do to prove they're the best team of the NRL after his side claimed their fourth straight premiership. Panthers players are celebrating their 14-6 grand final win over Melbourne with fans at the Panthers Penrith Leagues Club. The team has made history as the first to win a fourth consecutive title in almost 60 years. Nathan Cleary says he's still processing the result.
Looking around, seeing four rings, and honestly crazy. I think it was 5 years ago or 4 years ago that we were out there, we were the ones crying, losing to that same team that have been the benchmark for so long, and then go four straight. It's honestly unbelievable, and it's such a great feeling.
And that's the latest from the SBS news team.
Need a few minutes to reset? Great Minds is a podcast from SBS that guides you through different meditation styles from around the world. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.